Good to welcome everybody, and welcome to the Motzei Shabbos Shir. This morning we learned Parshas Vayeshev, but tomorrow night, of course, we begin Chanukah. I thought I'd speak this evening about a Chanukah subject instead, and the question to examine, as someone termed it, a burning question, is when is the proper time to light Chanukah candles? When's the best time, the optimal time to light the Chanukah candles? So we begin with the sugya and Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph Mud Beis, where the Gemara says mitzvasa, the mitzvah of lighting Chanukah candles is mishatishka chama ad shetichle regel min hashuk, from sunset until the time there are no more people around in the marketplace. So the Gemara asks, my lab the kofsa hador madlikol, does that mean that it has to burn from that time, from sunset until the time that no one around walking the street, meaning that if the candles blow out, you have to relight it, which is the particular subject that Gemara was talking about? Or I said, no, that's not what it means. It does not mean you have to relight it if it blows out. Again, that's a different subject, an important one. I alluded to it in shul a little bit last night, but that's not what it means here. Rather, lo, the lo adlik madlik. It means during that time, any time between sunset and when people are no longer in the marketplace, if you haven't lit yet, you can still light, okay? And Vinami, another thing we learn from there is a shiur. That's how long it has to burn. It has to burn for that amount of time. As Rashi says there in Chafal from Bezen Source 2, the shiur, sheheba shemen kishira zed. The candles has to, or the oil has to burn for that amount of time. Miyum kovsa in zoklo, but if it blew out, you don't have to relight it. Okay, that's not an issue right now, if it blew out. But again, two things we learn from that Gemara. And that is that the mitzvah begins at the time of shkia sacham, which means sunset. We'll see some details about that presently. And it also means it has to burn for the amount of time, which we assume is about a half an hour. Tosus there in Shabbos Chof Aleph Mud Beis Source 3 says the lo adlik madlik av mikan va'elech over hazman. After that time, after whatever the time is when tichla regem and ashuk, when people are no longer passing by in the street. Remember, in those days they lit outside and passerbys would see it, but there wasn't street traffic at night like we have today because you don't have any electric lights and so on. People were basically indoors, you know, when it got dark. So after that point, over hazman, the time is over. That's it. The mitzvah is as this particular window of time, no pun intended, but this window of time. And after that, there's no more mitzvah. However, Omer Ari Paris the Yesh Lizar la hadlik balayla miyad. And therefore, he said, Rabbi Bala Tosa said, you should be careful to light right away. Don't delay. But with a little bit later, you can light with a suffix. Okay, well, that's not our topic tonight. What if you didn't light at that time? But it seems that the proper time to light is right at the beginning of the night. We'll have to define that precisely. Although, importantly, the Re says, Ulari Nera, the second line of Tosas in the Shabbos Chof Alvin Beis in Source 3, Ulari Nera, the Aton, Ein Lochosh, Mosayadlik, the Ono, Ein Lano, Hekela, Be'abayas, Tri Madlikin, Mimifnim. This whole question, according to the Re, the Balatosas, is somewhat moot today since we light indoors and the Pirsumanes, so to speak, the publicizing of the miracle, is mostly for the members of the household. They're all there. Then you can light even later. It doesn't make a difference. Okay, now we'll come back to that point. Perhaps a little later. But what does the Gemara mean, Mishatishka Chama? That seems to be the earliest time. Looking back in Source 1, the Gemara Chafal of Mabei says, Mitzvosa Mishatishka Chama. So the Rambam takes that quite literally. Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Hey, 4, Source 4. Ein Madlika Neiros Chanukah, Kodem Shatishka Chama, Ela Im Shkiyosa. You can't light the Chanukah candles before sunset, but rather with the setting of the sun, meaning at sunset. Whatever time sunset is, you look on the luach, you check my zman, you look on the paper or whatever, and you see what time sunset is. That's the time to light. Lo ma'achrin, the lo ma'akdim, the Rambam says. Not later, not earlier. That's the proper time. According to the Rambam, the proper time to light Chanukah candles is at sunset. Shachach, ohizid, lo hidlikim shkiyas achama. If you, well, something came up or whatever, you forgot it, something, you were busy with something happened, and you were not able to light at sunset, then madlik baholech ad shetichle regem nashuk. You may continue and light it even after sunset, as long as there are people still outside. Mikama uzman zeh, kamo chatzi shol, yes, around a half hour, maybe a little more, approximately half an hour. Okay, that's how long, says the Rambam, you have to light from sunset until about a half hour later. Past that point, over uzman zeh, eino madlik. Past that point, a half hour or so after sunset, according to the Rambam, you may no longer light Chanukah candles. Okay. And then he says, also, you have to have, when you light it at sunset, you have to have enough oil or a thick enough candle that will burn until that time, you know, for at least a half an hour, until there's no more people in the street. And then he mentions at the end, if you lit it and it blew out, you don't have to light it again and so on. Okay. But, and he also says at the end, another important point, which not everyone agrees to, Nishara Dolekas Achakosar Ganshuk, what if you it burned the half hour and now you want to extinguish it, or you want to move it away, that's also okay. But the bottom line is what emerges in the Rambam is that according to the Rambam, the proper time to light Chanukah candles is at sunset. Okay, if you couldn't do it right at sunset, so you have another half hour. So, but past that, the mitzvah is over. Again, we're not talking about the latest time tonight, but rather the earliest time, the best time. That's according to Rambam. The Magid Mishnah and that Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah Perek Gadol Chayis, verse 5 says we learn, and the Rambam specifies two things we learn from that Gemara. He's referring to this Gemara, right? And he said both the time and the length of time. The time you're supposed to light Chanukah candles, any time between sunset and when the there's no more people in the street, and it also teaches you the shear, how long the candles have to last, the equivalent amount of time. Again, we said it's a half hour. So my commission spells out that both things are learned from that Gemara. But again, what emerges in the Rambam is that properly, the best time, the optimal time, is to light at sunset. You have to have enough oil or think enough candles should burn from sunset until there's no more people in the street. And if you were stuck, you weren't able to light at sunset, you can start a little bit later, anytime within that half hour you can start. But again, it has to have the amount of oil that would burn for half an hour. So the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah Perek Dalet Halacha Hey. The Rambam is not the only one who says this. You look in the Sefer Yerayim, Rabbi Elazar Emetz, from the Balei Atosis, in Sun Reish Ayin Dalet, this Sefer Amitzes, in the old printing Kuf Beis, source 6, V'hod Etanya B'der Chanukah Mitzosu Mishitishka Achama, Ba'od K'tzas Yom Kamar, meaning it's still a little bit light out. The Kevim Shehechshik K'tzas, since it's a little bit dark, you know, it's not the sun sets. It's not not light, not daylight anymore. But it is a little bit dark. So then that's okay. It's low havishraga b'tir. It's not like a candle during the day. We'll come back to that point. And that's when people begin to return home and so on. They see the Ner Chanukah and they realize it's the mitzvah, the Pirsum Menisa, and so on. He also seems to say it's still daylight out. It means sunset. He seems to agree with the Rambam. The proper time to light is sunset. He says, even though at sunset it's still light out for a little bit, because when the sun goes down, there's still a period called twilight, which is still not exactly pitch black out, still light for a while. Of course, that depends on your latitude and so on. We're or vis-a-vis the equator, but be that as it may, the Eretz Yisrael, those who've been to Eretz Yisrael will recall that the sun sets and it's darker very, very quickly, much darker than here. And again, depends where you are on Earth in terms of that. But anyway, the Yerayim is also seems to be saying at sunset, because it's already a little bit dark, so the candle has a function. In the Tshuvas Maram Rutenberg's verse, Berlin Simon Reish Yud Ches, another pagination Shin Pei Zion, source 7, the Ner Chanukah Nami Malikim Ba'od Yom, when it's still day, Mishatishka Chama, okay, Kolzman Shepnei HaMizrach Ma'adimim, when the eastern sky gets red, we've all seen sunset, the eastern sky, the sun goes down, but the sky is still red, that's when he says, it's still light out for a while, in the summertime, remember, it's light out for a while, okay, if ain't sar clothes, I don't really need that candle, because you can see without it, because it's still not really that dark out, but still, you can light at that time, so you have important, the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Yerayim, the Maram Utenberg, who all seem to say the proper time to light Chanukah candles is at sunset. So that so say these authorities. Good. Now, others seem to disagree. The Ritva in his Chedushim on that Sugin Shabbos Chof Aleph and Beis Ziva Masal Yikar Mitzvasa, he says Pirush Harnirik, when it says Shkia, he says Harnirik Kisof Hashkia. The Hainu Bein HaShmoshos Kalmar. He thinks what the Gemara means by Shkia is not what we call Shkia sunset, but rather what we call Bein HaShmoshos or twilight. Okay, it's not yet dark out, but the sun is set. The Rambam says really the proper time, L'chatchila is light mamish at sunset. Again, in his language, you look back in source 4, in Perek Dalet Halachah V'Hilchos Chanukah, Elohim Shkiyasa, right? With this, as the sun sets, whatever time it says in newspapers, sunset, that's when you're supposed to light. The Ritva seems to say that's not really right. It's not at sunset, but rather during Hainu Bein HaShmoshos, during that twilight period. Okay, the Hachi Mashman, and this relates to a different machlokas, which we'll touch upon in a second. I won't go into detail. He writes, "Umiyo," in the second line of 8, "Vadeim rotzo lahadlik mitchilas hashkia madlik." If you want to light, like the Rambam said, you want to light at sunset, that's okay too. That after all, that's what we do with Shabbos candles and so on. We light it earlier. But the Ritva seems to be saying that the preferred time is a little later than actual sunset, but during twilight, before it gets dark. The Ran on the Rif there in Shabbos, Daf Tesamon Aleph on the page of the Rif, source 9, also says that mitzvah se mishatishka chama lav lememar shloi roshay lahadli kodesman zed, the Shabbos yochiach, shetzorach lahadli kodem shkisa chama. And he says mishatishka, but he holds, again, we'll talk about Shabbos later, but he writes the mishatishka chama have bein hashmoshes. That's what the Ran writes. Mishatishka Chama. The Gemara means by that is during Bein HaShmoshes, during twilight. So not at sunset, but during the twilight time. Same thing in the Sefer Iter, the Baal Iter. Shar Gimel Hilchos, it's a Havsid Hilchos Mila, Daf Nun Aleph Tur Gimel, source 10. Elamishta Mishatishka Chama, the Hanuk Bias Oro Samoch Lalaila. It's not yet nightfall, but it's near nightfall. Again, it's later than sunset. Sha'afal Pisha Shoka Chama, the sun has set already. a shows ma'at ad laila. There's a little bit of time until nightfall. So this is a second opinion that with the Gemara, the optimal time to light is not at sunset proper, but you know, a little before night, during the twilight between sunset and nightfall. Then you have a third opinion, and Tosis in Menachos Daf Chaf Amud Beis, and this goes into the whole discussion of the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, who had, as people remember, a later Shkia. Okay, you know, his sunset is later. That's when people wait, so-called the 72 minutes, you know, after Shabbos, Rabbeinu Tam's man, you know, to Chumra to wait and do the Melacha later on. I don't want to go into that whole discussion now, Rabbeinu Tam and the different understanding of Shkia, but he says, Mishatishka Chama means Sof Shkia Sachama, Shekvar Shoka Chama. Okay, Abul Mishkiya Sachama, Mashma Mitchila. He says the language of the Gemara was Mishatishka Chama. Again, look at the Gemara, the original Gemara in source one, Chaf Aleph Beis and Shabbos. Mitzvosa Mishatishka Chama. The Rebbeinu Tam said that means the sun has already set. Okay, that doesn't mean Shkia, what we call Shkia, the setting of the sun. He distinguishes between the language Mishatishka Chama and Mishkiya Sachama. He says, Mishkiya Sachama Mash Mitchila Shkiya. Okay? And he quotes this Gemara in Shabbos, Teda, Gabe Ner Chanaka, Teda, Dominam, Gabe Ner Chanaka, Mitzosa, Mishatishka Chama. Okay? And he says, it cannot mean sunset when the sun is actually setting because it's still light out. And he throws in that same Gemara. Otherwise, it's still light out for a while. And where they were in Europe was, you know, it was further north than here. It's still light out for quite a while till, you know, after the sun sets until actual nightfall. He said, you can't light there because, again, have a shraga matira, candle, when it's light out, doesn't do much good. We'll see the Gemara about that in a second. But that's Rabbeinu Tam's point. So really, it's got to be a later time, okay? And the Rush agrees, the Rush in Shabbos, in the Chanukah Sugin, Perek Beis, Simon Gimel, 12, the Rush writes, Hilchach afal gav shemitar tzotachar, roi lahachmer lahadlik ner Chanukah bitchilas halayla. At the beginning of night, we call that nightfall. Okay, so that's a little later, that certainly later than sunset, and even later than the other Mishnah. Again, we had the Rambam and the Relezim Emitz and the Rambam Rutenberg who said sunset. Then we had the Ritva and the Ran and the Bala Iter who said a little later than sunset, but during twilight. But now these opinions, it looks like Tosis and the Rosh, are saying that B'tchilas Halayla, Trumas Hadeshin, in Simon Kuf Beis 13, he quotes a Mordechai, very specific. The chos of Mordechai Shom, the mitzvos nechanaka misof shkiyas nechama elach hainu tseis hakochavin. When the stars come out, in other words, nightfall, that's the proper time to light Hanukkah. It's when it gets dark out, okay, when it's dark. Not during dusk, you know, when that middle period, twilight, but rather when it gets hainu tseis hakochavin, below kodim. And again, he says, mishum deshraga betira, otherwise, what good do the candles do? And, you know, he says, ikar mitzvos nechanaka eina b'shkiya hadlaka mojom. When it gets dark out, that's the Kima Mitzvah. Okay, and he says during the twilight, that's not the right time. That's how the Tor Paskins in Hilchos Chanukah and Arachaim seem tough rage, Ayin Beis, and Source 14. Mitzvosa, Misov Shkia Sachama, and Chatzmin Alayla, Sheoza Om Obrit. Sov Shkia Sachama. Meaning when the sun has set, there are no more rays, there's no more remnant of the sun anymore in the sky. Okay, there's no more light in the sky. It's dark out. Okay, and that's when you have the maximum pursuing Nisa. And that's how Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Simon Tov Reish Ayin Beis Sif Aleph and Aruchaim, of course, 15. Ein Madlikin Ner Chanukah Kodem Shetishka Chama Ela Im Sof Shkiyasa. The end of the Shkia, which we're interpreting now to mean as when it gets dark out. Lo Ma'achim Lo Makdima. Not early than that. Not later than that. Not early than that. The Levush explains that this is all based on the following. The Levush there in Simon Tov Reish Ayin Beis Sif Aleph in 16. Mitzvos Ner Chanukah Misof Shkiyasa Chama. She'ozom over Mishom. That's when people are going home. V'roim v'gam haneros me'irin. The candles give off light. V'ikah pirsum anisa. Therefore, it's publicized a miracle. Masha'ena came by yom. The shrugger, again, that expression, shrugger b'tira. That's the Gemara in Chulin. About something else. Not the Gemara in Chanukah. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Samach Amud Beis 17 is where this phrase that we already saw a number of Rishonim mentioned. That's where it comes from. The shrugger b'tira, maya honey. You light a candle in the middle of the day. What good does it do? You can't see it. There's a fire. You light a fire in the middle of the day. It doesn't give off any light. It's noticeable. Tarashi says in Chulin, Samachon Beis 18, Shraga B'tira, Ner B'tzahrayim, Eino Meir. You know, a candle in the afternoon doesn't give off light. So that's what these Rishonim are saying. You got to wait till nightfall, right? Till the stars come out. Till Tzeis HaKavim. Or the other Rishonim said, well, no. After sunset, it does give off some light. Okay, that's the question. But so now we have really a three-way machlokas. You have the Rambam. You have the Yireim. You have the Maram Rudberg who said to light at sunset. You have the Ritva. You have the Ran, the Balita who said to light during dusk, during twilight, Bein HaShemashos. And now you have the Tosis and the Rosh and the Trumas Hadesh. And that's the Tor Paskin. And that's what Shulchan Aruch seems to say also, to light at nightfall. That's the proper time. You got to wait till it gets dark outside. The Magen Avraham says specifically in the commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, There in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Beis, you've got an Aleph, source number 19. Sof Shkiyosa Hainu Tzadi Hei, Tzeisa Kochavim. He said, no, it means, the Shulchan Aruch means Tzeisa Kochavim. And he brings a Raya, he points you to Hilchus Tainus, in Siman Tov Kuf Samach Beis, I printed it, source 20, Or Chaim Siman Tov Kuf Samach Beis, Sif Aleph, Kol Tainus, Shalom Shokol of Chama, Hainu Shalom Yishlimo Ad Tzeisa Kochavim, and it defines Tzeisa Kochavim there. The Hainu Sheyiru, or Sheyirau, Gimel Kochav Menonim, it's dark enough out that you can see three medium-sized stars. Okay, or the moon gives off a lot of light, whatever. Okay, other than the other is just rake of fast earlier, it's not a full tinus. I'm not interested in those tinus right now, but the point is that that's the one of Rome sends you, and he says the Shulchan Aruch there defines Shkiyas HaChama. He says specifically, Ad Tzeisa Kochavim. So Magen Avraham says that's obviously what he means here too. But Ner Chanukah, you have to light at the time of Tzeisa Kochavim, and explains what that means. When it's dark enough out, you can see three. You can see three stars.
My question: To what degree is the Ashatichla Regel Menashuk a factor that comes into play over here? Yeah. So, for example, south. For example, down by near the equator or south of the equator, where it's now the longest days.
Yeah.
Is way before Shkia.
Yeah. So it's a very good question. It's a very good question. It's an important question. But tonight I really want to speak about that's really more of a question. What's the latest time you can light or how, you know, how, but it's a good question. I mean, how. Yeah, again, today, and in general, how does it play today? New York City, what does it say? The city that never sleeps. So there is no tikkun regel menashuk.
Right.
So maybe another time, maybe another time talk about that. But here again, we're talking about the optimal time, or the earliest time. And the Magen Avraham says, the Shulchan Aruch means is Tzeisa Kochav. The Bir HaGra there, I think noteworthy, you know, the second why. In 21, the Vilna Gaon there, in Hilchos Tainus, in Siman Tov Kuf Samach Beis Sif Aleph, Tzeisa Kochav, he says, yeah, that's what some Rishonim say, but it's not so simple. Okay, it's not so simple that everyone agrees to that. In fact, he himself is going to disagree with that. Okay, he says because the Gemara seems to say about Tisha B'Av, what's the story with Bein HaShemashos? And the Gemara asks about Bein HaShemashos on Tisha B'Av, meaning can you stop fasting at sunset? Mashma, that's a chumra of Tisha B'Av. Maybe the other Tanias you can. So maybe it doesn't exactly mean that. And then discussing maybe I was talking about the Bein HaShemashos before the fast, going into the fast, whatever. The point of Vilna Gaon says not so fast, but that is what the Shulchan Aruch says, as the Magen Avraham points out. If we look in Source 22, the Taz. And Siman Tov Reish Ayin Aleph and Hilchos Chanukah and Simchat Hay says also ki ikar mitzvos aner Chanukah b'tzeis hakochavim kemosha kasa Mordechai. So quite a number of authorities, Rishonim and early Achronim, are saying that the proper time to light Chanukah is at nightfall. Okay, how late in Sukkot? It's a good question, important question, but we'll deal with it at a different time. It's a side point. The Prima Gadim on that in the Magen Avraham and Eish Avraham Simchat Aleph and Hilchos Tainus. Hilchos Chanukah and Siman Tov Reish Ayin Beis. He raised an interesting question. He says, really relates a little bit to Acha Tichla Regel Menashuk, because remember, Tichla Regel Menashuk also comes to tell you the time span of how long the candles have burned. Whenever you light it, it should burn to the amount of time that it's from whatever time until Tichla Regel Menashuk, let's say half hour, Rama said. That's also a time span issue, regardless of people out in the street. So that piece would apply no matter what, no matter where you are. Okay, it's just giving you a time span, so to speak, of how long the candles have to burn. The same amount of time that it would last from that it would take from to get from whenever you light until there are no more people. Every time that how long that time is, that's how long the candles to burn whenever you happen to light them. But the Prima Gadim discusses again, that's the Shir. I mean, and you know, we can't be exact. But okay. But he says we should do it, you know, at that time as early as we can. But then he raised an interesting question. What if Tzarchi on the second line, he said, what if you always daven Ma'ariv? Let's say Kriya Shema Bizman, you daven Ma'ariv after nightfall. Maybe one makbid, daven Ma'ariv after nightfall. Okay? So you're going to daven Ma'ariv. So what are you going to do about Ner Chanukah? Because you're going to wait until you get home. And basically, if the time frame is a half an hour, not only how long it has to burn, but that's the shear, you only have from a half hour after the time that you can start. That's the latest time you can light, is a half hour later. Then you just use it. What are you going to do? You don't have it's only 15 minutes by the time you get home. It takes even a fast Ma'ariv takes a few minutes, right? Sometimes I have a very quick Ma'ariv here, but okay, if it takes you a few minutes. So he says, when do you light? You know, you're not going to have enough time. All right. So, anyways, he said a little bit of tzarchi. It's an interesting question about Ma'ariv. Maybe we'll mention about that a little bit later.
Why can't you just have the solution we have on Shabbos, which is to put more oil in?
Okay,
and put more oil in.
Right, but then you're light. But then, according to those, then you're not light. According to those who've shown him, then you're not lighting at the proper time. You're lighting before the proper time, right? If he's trying to say, if you're trying to be take all the hidurim, all the shitas, you're going to run into a problem. Okay, the chayodim, in the Kal Kuf Nun Dalad Sifur Chaz Zman Hadlaka who Imstov Shkias Achamad Dahanu Tzeik Kavol Omachin. Can any right nearly with Mesupak? You know, today we can figure out. You have a chart. You can go online. You get these charts. What time is Tzeik Kavol here? You know, but one time. What? You know, How did you know you look outside? Right. But let's say it's a cloudy night. You can't tell. Or if you're not sure, so he says. Better to do it a little earlier than later. Important point to keep in mind. However, despite the fact that the Shulchan Aruch and the Rav Avram and the Taz and they all say the Torah, they all say that the proper time is like those Rishonim who say Tzeis HaKochavim. There are major Achronim who are not convinced of that. The Prichodosh, there in Siman Tov Reishayin Beis and Sefalim, says Ein Madligin HaSof Shkiyah Pirush Hanu Tzeis HaKochavim. He said, yeah, that's Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. However, you know, fine, that's a shita, but he writes, Ve'eno Iker. I don't think that's right. That's not a Mechaber Paskin, but the Prichodosh writes, the respect me disagrees. Elohainu Tchila Shkias Achama. He doesn't accept that the distinction that the Rabbeinu Tam made between Mishatishka Achama and Shkias Achama. No, means Shkias Achama, like the Rambam. So Prichodosh said, despite the fact that the Shulchan Aruch passed this way, I don't agree. The Vilna Gaon also doesn't agree. And the Bir HaGro, there in Siman Tov Reishayin Beis Sif Aleph, he says, Soshka, Kain Kasa Torba, Kain Kasa Baraj. Yeah, okay, all of these we showed him do say it. But he mentioned on the second line there, the Rashbo and the Ran, that we saw that made an earlier time. And he quotes others, and he seems to say, you know, there's an earlier time. The Lashon Misha, last line, quotes that Mordechai in Rabbeinu Tam, the Lashon Misha Tishka Mucha Shu Tchilas Hashkia. Okay? And he says, V'chein Iker. I think that's correct. Should light at sunset. So it's not just the Rambam, though those shitas were not, you know, Shulchan Aruch didn't paskin that way, but those shitas were not rejected. Chodesh Bira Gro all said it. The Mishnah Berurah, in Simchat Nalev 27, right, he says again, Sof Shkiyos, what the Mechaber meant, the Shulchan Aruch means Hainu Tzeis HaKochavim, true. And then he talks about the Erev Shabbos, you know, what do you do? Someone mentioned before, we'll come back to that, and so on. But again, he says that not everyone necessarily agrees, okay? And he mentioned the issue of Myrav also, what do you do with Myrav? And he also says that there were some who, you know, he quotes the practice of Vilna Gaon to light earlier, to the Davin Myrav. He says they would light before Myrav. Right, he says the third line. He quotes the Morik Tziyah. He quotes the Vilna Gaon. They would light before Ma'ariv, okay, which is earlier than Tzeis HaKochavim. The Aruch HaShulchan has a neat summary in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Beis Yudalet 28. Vada the Gam beIkar Hazman Nechalku Haramah Matur the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. It's a big machlokas. He says, right, what the proper time? Does it mean Shkia? Does it mean Tzeis HaKochavim? And so on. So he has that has the machlokas as well. And there are different shitas, and the others, not everyone rejects it. I think to this day, you find different people doing different things. There are people who are makbid to light the dafka at the shkia, following the Rambam, following what the Vilna Gaon seems to prefer. Others will light during the twilight time, and others will wait till nightfall. So there are different opinions about it. Aruch HaShulchan sends us to an interesting Masechus Sofrim, okay? Masechus Sofrim, you know, the Brisa, it's a later, it's not part of the actual Talmud, but Masechus Sofrim, Perkof Halach, it's one of the so-called Masechus Kanos, Perkof Halach Adalit, 29, Mitzvah Halakoso Mishikia Sachama Achikha Regal Meshuk, and he quotes a Pasuk. Na'afal Pishain Raila Dover Zechel Dover. He has a hint from a Pasuk, which is not Torah Chanukah, obviously. Chanukah is not a Torah. Nothing to do with Chanukah, but he puts a Pasuk in Parshat B'Shalach, the beginning of the Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. It says in Perkid Gimel of Shmos, Pasuk Chav Beis 30, Lo Yomish Amud Haran Yomav Amud Ha'esh Laila Lifne'am. When the people came out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu led them with a pillar of cloud, and a pillar of smoke, a cloud during the day, and a pillar of fire during the night. So there you see, Ha'esh was at night. So it has to be at night, right? Amud Ha'esh Laila, that's in the cloud was no longer there. And he also says something which relates not to Hanukkah, but it says regarding Havdalah, the Mishnah in Shabbos, the Sevenach Stop at the end there in 29. It says, Shekach Amu Ein Brocha Laner Ajei Osu La'oro. That's a Mishnah in Brochas. Nun Aleph and Beis is talking about Motzei Shabbos. Havdalah, nothing to do with Hanukkah. But you don't make a brocha on the Neris, on the Havdalah candle, Ner Havdalah, Ajei Osu La'oro. You have to get benefit. You know, we look at our fingernails and so on, but it has to give off light. It has to be a time of day that gives off light and you had benefit from it. So that's what the Masechet Sofrim seems to be saying. So Yaakov Emden in the Moruk Tziyah, that's his commentary on the tour, and there in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Beis, okay, discusses this issue, and he says, really, you see two different things from the Masechet Sofrim. One is that you have this pasuk, and two, you have to be able to get benefit from it. Now, he deals with, what do you mean you have to get benefit? I thought you're not allowed to get benefit from the Hanukkah candles, right? Don't we say that in Hanukkah Halalu? Ain lono rishus l'stavish b'hem, el rosa b'vad. See, that doesn't mean you're allowed to get benefit. That's not the issue here. He's telling you that it's theoretically, you know, it's a time you could get benefit out of it and so on, even though you're not supposed to. But again, he says, shraga b'tiraf, candle during the day, that's no good. Okay, but then he discusses what is, you know, what is the proper time. So look at the end, last second paragraph there. Okay, he says, "Midvei olam adushtaim achas shemadlikin bayom." But Hainu Achar Haskolas Shkia, he also agrees it should be after the beginning of Shkia. Okay, after the, you know, the sun has, you know, at the very beginning when the sun is setting. Okay, but it's got to be dark enough to get some sort of benefit. And that's why you can't light earlier. Lefiza ein lahadlik mikplaga mincha, you can't light earlier than sunset. That's for sure. Because then it's not a candle, it does absolutely no good. There is a problem, though, with the Shita of the Vilna Gaon. Because the Vilna Gaon we saw before in the Bir HaGroa, when he said back in source of 26, he said, Bechein Ikar, you know, when the sun sets, that's the correct opinion. But in the Sefer Maaseh Rav, which is a collection of his Hanhagas put together by with the approval of Chaim Volozh in his Talmud, so it says in Hilchos Chanukah, the Maaseh Rav, Os Reish Lamed Hey, 33, here he writes, Zman Hadlokas Ne Chanukah Mishatishka Chama Kodem Seisa Kochobim. He throws an extra line. It doesn't say when the sun sets, it says before nightfall. So that sounds more like, you know, the Ritva on the run, that you don't wait till nightfall. But it's not right at sunset either. Okay? And therefore he says, Al-Kain Madlikin Kodum Tvilas Meir. One thing is clear. The Vilna Gaon says you don't wait till nightfall. Okay? That's for sure. All right? And he also says, Reish Lamed Vav, as a side point, Chatzi Shah Achaz Man Kos Regem Ashuk Madlik Below Brocha. After the latest time, you can light, but not with a brocha anymore. The mitzvah is over. You want to light Gezuntai, but not with a brocha. That was his sheet. I'm saying we don't paskan that way, but that's what the Vilna Gaon says. Then in Reish Lamed Zayin, the Motzoi Shabbos Chanukah is Daris Modlas Bala Marib Muktam Efshari. The Motzoi Shabbos Chanukah, you should daven Marib as early as you can, so you won't end up missing the proper time to light Chanukah candles. And he has a story that should one time somebody that was late and so on. Say the Vilna Gaon said you have to light the Chanukah candles even before Marib on Motzoi Shabbos. It's very makbid to get it lit early. The point being, what emerges from the Vilna Gaon is a little bit different because here. In the Maaseh Rav, okay, the Maaseh Rav is saying that you know, that the proper time seems to be a little bit after, not at sunset, okay. And he said that, you know, they would daven Maariv, you know, after the stars came, you know, after nightfall. So how did you light beforehand? All right, so evidently, you know, the Vilna Gaon, it's a little bit difficult because, in other words, what time is he saying? He's saying sunset. He's saying before sunset. It's a little bit of a stira. Okay, the Chai Adam also quotes that the minig of the Gra was, you know, was he says in Klakuf Nun Dalad Sivchav, Kodem Shiadlik, you know, gather the whole family around and so on. He said, but don't delay the time because you only have that half hour. If not, light, you know, light earlier. V'yesh Omer Shiadlik Kodem Meir. Some say even before Meir. V'chei Noga Gra. So the Gra's opinion is a little unclear. Does he mean at sunset? Like we first thought, does he mean, no, sometime during the twilight, as long as it's before night? That's clear. The Gra said you don't wait till Tseisa Kochavim, unlike the Shulchan Aruch, who bases on the other Rishon that we saw. The Vilna Gaon clearly disagreed with that. It's interesting. There is a Pasuk in the Gemara Darshan, the Pasuk in Nehemiah, Parak Dalad, Pasuk Tezvav, talks about the person going to work. Anachna Osim Locha, we go to work. It says, Me'alos HaShachar at Tseisa Kochavim. From dawn till dusk, dawn till dark. Okay. Me'alos HaShachar at Tseisa Kochavim. That's a long work day. But okay, Alos HaShachar at Tseisa Kochavim. The Gemara has a drush in Bamitzia. On the bottom of Pegimel and Olive, going over to Pegimel Bay 36, Amar Shlokish, Po Bechnisos Mishalo, Bitsos Mishal Balabais. When you're coming to work, does that time count as, you know, do you get paid for your travel time? That's really what the Gemara is discussing there. It's not our topic, but do you get paid for travel time too in some fun work? I imagine there are different businesses today that have different practice about that. So the Gemara makes a distinction. Are we going to work? That's the balabai. That's, you know, that's the guy working with. That's the employer's problem. Come home from work, that's the employee. But anyway, in that context, the Gemara says when you come home, Tosis points out, that's his time. Okay, the Hainu Achar Yitzia Sakochav. So again, that seems to be the time people are coming home. So that's a simple sort of the simple reading of that text, that people are coming home when it gets dark out. So what's his business that, you know, that, I mean, people come home when it gets dark out, not at sunset. So I'd like to look for a second on Soloveitchik and others raise the question. The Shita of the Vilna Gaon, whichever way we learn him, and the Shita of those other Rishonim who say you don't have to wait till Tseisa Kochavim. But one second, don't we assume that Tseisa Kochavim is the beginning of the day for all purposes? All right, we can dive a mire really under press, you know, circumstances, he can't get a minion later, whatever, but everything goes by Tseisa Kochavim, right? Then the next day starts at Tseisa Kochavim. Okay, so let's talk about tomorrow night for a second. Okay, let's say you follow the Rambam. So tomorrow night, Sunday night, the first night of Hanukkah, you light the Hanukkah candles at sunset. It's not even Hanukkah yet. It's not Hanukkah yet. As bad as it's a Ben Hashmosh, a Suffolk time, you know, we're not sure, but certainly we wouldn't say that it's Hanukkah yet, right? The Pashas is Tesa Kochavim. And yet there are people who will light tomorrow night or whatever, the light at the, I mean, it's a problem the other nights of Hanukkah too, but it stands out more on the first night of Hanukkah. Because, I mean, but even the second night also, you're lighting two candles on the second night. It's not the second night of Hanukkah yet. So how can you have these shitas? You know, the Gaon and others will say that you can light before nightfall when, unless you want to assume that time is already called nightfall, but yeah, so Shabbos, we're Machmir, it's true. Shabbos, we are Machmir, we start Shabbos, you know, before nightfall. We do it by sunset. But the end of Shabbos, we don't, right? So here, Ner Chanukah, the Pashas should wait till nightfall, right? You light it early, it's not Chanukah. The Rav gave, Rav Salvation gave an example. Let's say somebody would have tomorrow night, we use tomorrow night, okay, I forgot what time sunset, right? I think about 4:30, right? 4:30 was sunset today, 4:29. So 4:30. So between 4:30 and let's say 5:10 or whatever during that time. So let's say tomorrow night at 4:35, a person has a meal, eats something. Would you say Alanisim in the benching? It's not even Chanukah yet, right? L'chori, you wouldn't say Alanisim until after nightfall. They're not Chanukah. So we can raise the question, what's this idea of according to some shitas, including some of the Paskin, that you light Hanukkah candles before, certainly the first night, but even the other nights, before the night of that particular night of Hanukkah has arrived. So if you go back to that Sofer that I quoted in Source 29, in Perakhof, he quoted that Pasuk Chumash about the Anan and the Amud Eish. And the Sofer quoted it to say that at night you have Eish. But look at an interesting thing that Rashi quotes. Rashi there in Bishalach, in 39, Perek Yud Gimel of Shmos Pasach Chav Beis. Lo Yomish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amud HaAnan Yom HaReish Laila. Magid, is what he says, Shamud HaAnan Mashlim LaAmud HaEish, Bamud HaEish Mashlim HaAnan She'ad Shalo Yishkazeh Olazeh. It says as follows. The Amud HaEish came at night, but it came, overlapped. They overlapped. The Amud HaAnan did not go away until after the Amud HaEish had arrived. And then in the morning, they reverse, right? The Amud HaEish didn't go away until after Amud HaAnan arrived. But that's what he says. Amud HaEish, Mas Amud HaAnan. Okay, and for our purpose, the Amud HaEish at night, meaning that it was, apparently, the Amud HaEish came when it was not really yet Lila. Right? That's what Rashi's telling us. Lo Yomish Amud HaAnan, that Rashi's telling us, and Rashi got it from Gemara. Okay? The Gemara is in Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel and Beis, Source 40. Okay? The Gemara says, Dvisu de Rav Yosef, the wife of Rav Yosef, and she lit the candles, and we're going to assume that Gemara is talking about Hanukkah, not Shabbos, which I don't agree to, but for our purposes now, Rashi says Shabbos, a full disclosure, okay? But she was Ma'achra Umadleka, so she lit very late. So Rashi says there, Shabbos 41, okay, Rashi says, Ma'achra Umadleka, Ner Shal Shabbos, Somuch Lechashecha. And she would light the Shabbos candles near dark, okay, near nightfall. That's how Rashi says about Shabbos candles, in which case that would have nothing to do with us. But Tosfos, I don't know about Tosfos now, but others, the Magid Mishnah, for example, on that Rambam and Perek, Gdal of Hilchos Hanukkah Halacha, hey, Masha Kosar, look at 42, Masha Kosar, Ben Elo Makdim, Machri, Natsal, Masha Omer, Shom, Tano, Bilvad, Shalakim, Lachar, Hu Mefarsh, Ben Er Hanukkah. The Rambam learned, and others learned that sugya is talking about Ner Chanukah. So we'll assume for our purpose now, not like Rashi, to learn about Ner Chanukah. So what happens? Go back to Gemara. Dvisa of Yosef, she lit late. Amud of Yosef, Tanya, lo yomish amud anan yom, v'amadish laila melamich, amud anan masmur eish, amud eish masmur amud anan. That's the Rashi in the Parsha B'Shalach quoted. Meaning, don't light so late. Even though it's true, it's nightfall, but you should light earlier. Okay, because you have a remez, and Masechet Sofrim quoted it, that the candle should be lit while it's really not quite so dark out yet, right? Like the Amud HaEish came, even though it was to be there for the Lila, even though the Amud HaEish was there for the night, but its purpose was, you know, it arrived actually a little bit earlier. So then, continues the Gemara, Sovra Lagdumis, then she wanted to light very early, right? As Rashi says in 41, Lagdume means Ba'odayom Gadol, she light much earlier. Okay, light 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That he said, no, also no good. Not too early either. Okay, so what emerges from here, that's the Gemara. And again, we're going to assume that it's talking about Ner Chanukah. Okay, so what the Rav suggested is that the Vilna Gaon and others certainly agree that the Zman is Tzeis HaKom. Chanukah begins at nightfall like everything else. Okay, we certainly wouldn't eat. I mean, there are other reasons. I'm not saying it's the same thing, but for our purposes now, you know, you wouldn't have the Seder before Tzeisa Kochavim on Pesach night. And you wouldn't sit in the Sukkah. Right? I'm not talking about Tosefet Shana, I'm not going to that problem. I'm talking about the Chiyuv. So everything starts with Tzeisa Kochavim. So certainly, the assumption is that if somebody tomorrow night, Sunday afternoon, the Arab, the first day of Chanukah, will have a snack or something. Well, it's not never get a snack because, you know, we don't say, we don't mention poor Chanukah in the Alamicha, but he eats something, has a meal tomorrow at 4:45. Okay. You would not put on Nisim in the benching until it's not Chanukah yet. Okay. I mean, the other night you will because it's already Chanukah, but tonight, tomorrow night you wouldn't because it's not Chanukah yet. So the Rav Soloveitchik suggested that actually the Rav said that they, even according to the Binyakar, everybody agrees that the proper time is Tzeisa Kochavim. However, what they're arguing is, based on this idea, okay, is that that the you should light before. The idea is that when the night arrives, the midst of lighting the candles is to create a, put it in brisker terms, to create a cheftza of Ner Chanukah. It has to be a cheftza of Ner Chanukah. And this remez from the Masechet Sofrim, quoted from this pasuk in Chumash, is they should light it before, so that when nightfall arrives, it's already lit. That's what the Rav understood, at least in the Vilna Gaon. I don't think he said it for the other Rishonim, but the Rishonim that we mentioned earlier. But that's what he says. Okay, and it's important because what one of the major ideas, what he's saying is that the proper time now. So why don't you light it earlier in the day? Why do you have to wait until? No, they say wait until sunset because then you have the concern of Shraga Batira, Loma Honey, a candle during the day does not have a hollow shame candle. It's not a nair. If I light something at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it doesn't give off any noticeable light. So that's not called a nair, right? So you have to have a balance, so to speak. You have to have it, you want to have it lit. Okay, you want to create a cheftza of Ner Chanukah that should be in effect right away at nightfall, which means you have to light it earlier. But you can't light it too early because then it's not called a nair. So what then is the time? Then the time is, once the sun set, it's already called a nair. That's why now we go back to those Rishonim we mentioned earlier. They said, even after Shkia, even though you don't need a candle, but it does give you some benefit. It's a little darker than it was. During twilight, it's dark. It's not pitch blackout, but a candle helps. You don't necessarily need it, but it's helpful. Okay, it does give off some benefit. So therefore, once the time, that's what the Masechet Sofrim said. We don't make it Achei Osu La'oro. You get some benefit from the candle. Again, it's borrowing from the laws of Havdalah. So the candle burns. So to speak, the it has to be a time when the candle has a chalos shem candle. I don't mean candle, oil too, whatever. The chalos shem flame. Okay, there's no chalos shem flame until shkia because that doesn't benefit at all during the day. Shraga b'tira, but you shouldn't wait until according to Oshit, you shouldn't wait until actual nightfall because be that remez from the pasuk it should be lit before to create this ner chefta shana chanukah before. And it's very important. It's for a different reason. Not only because what do we care? What even shraga b'tira? What do we care? Okay, so as long as it's going to be lit, what do I care? No, because in order to create a chefta shel ner Chanukah, it has to be something that is niker, that it's ner Chanukah. And that also explains, the Rav said, well, you shouldn't wait till nightfall. Because we don't think about this because we have electricity. Okay, but in the olden days, I knew you, they lit candles every night of the year. You know why? Because you had that light in the house. That's all. I had light in the house. You light candles. Nothing special about Chanukah. In that regard, they would light candles every night of the year to have light in the house. Okay, we have electric lights, so we don't think about it. In those days, you light candles. So how would you, we got, on the other hand, this very important piece of Ner Chanukah is that there should be a heker, so they never knows why we're doing this for Chanukah. So I said, oh, that's the Shita, light it before nightfall. When did you light your candles, you know, in the house for light? That was after the dark out, right? I mean, you know, you turn on lights in the house when it's dark. Before that, you don't turn it on. But for Ner Chanukah, you want to light a little bit earlier to be a heker for Ner Chanukah. We see it's a very important concept of Ner Chanukah. For example, just to give a few examples of that, just digress for a few minutes, a few examples of that, okay? The Gemara says, Shabbos Chof Aleph Beis in 43, it says, Osel Ishtamesh La'or, right? It's not allowed to use the light of the Chanukah candles. Why not? What's wrong with using the lights of the Chanukah candles? Why can't I use? So Rashi, so not everyone agrees, there are many approaches, but for our purposes now, Rashi in Chof Aleph Beis in Shabbos 44, but also Ishtamesh La'or, Shein Nikar Shu Ner Mitzvah. This candle was not lit for me to look at the newspaper by or to count my money by or even to learn by. It's for a mitzvah. That's why you're not allowed. There are other reasons, but that's the reason Rashi gives. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Dal Chavav 45, Lefisha Usul Ishtamesh Ner Chanukah, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Chol, Afilu Livdok Mo, so one knows to count your money, whatever, count them, change in your pocket, to look at your email, whatever it is. You're not supposed to do that by light of Chanukah candles because it's set aside for mitzvah. That's the idea of a hecker. And the Shulchan Aruch as well. And Stephen Tuf Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Aleph 46. He said, "Look, if you should also establish the Nechanukah, there's a machlokas. What if you just want to do it? The Tashmish Shal Kedush. You want to learn by the light of the Nechanukah." Okay, according to the Shulchan Aruch, some say that is okay. That's not really our subject. But the point is, you see this notion of hecker, and where do we find such a similar thing? Okay, where do we find the Rav pointed out? Where do we find such a similar thing? Okay, by Shabbos candles. Okay, Shabbos candles. Very interesting. When I say such a similar thing, I mean a similar thing, like we just mentioned, that you light the Shabbos, the Chanukah candles early so that you'll benefit from it when the time starts. Okay, so we find by Shabbos candles, by Parakeh of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph 47, okay, Madlikas Haner, Shezeh Bechlal, Oneg Shabbos. You have candles, even a poor person, you got to have candles for Shabbos, that's Oneg Shabbos, okay? But it's interesting, because the Rambam Parak Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Hey 48, writes, on Erev Shabbos, Yener Dolok, right? That's the covered Shabbos. So what is it? Candles, are lighting candles covered Shabbos or Oneg Shabbos? The famous comment of the Bir HaGro, it's in Hilchos Yontif as it happens, or Chaim Sin Tov Kuf Chav Tes Sif Aleph 49, the Vilna Gaon says, Ritzon Omer Oneg Hu B'Shabbos Atzmo, the covered Hu B'Erev Shabbos. Famous Gaon, things that you do on Erev Shabbos, for Shabbos, that's covered Shabbos. Cleaning the house, taking a bath, making the bed, sweeping the floor, all those things, preparation for Shabbos, covered Shabbos. Things you do on Shabbos, eating and everything else. So the candles are kind of like in both. You set it up before, but the idea is that you have it on Shabbos, right? So that's the idea. It's the same thing the Rav said, and near Chanukah, the idea is when Chanukah arrives, so it should be burning. But it has to be niker that it's a near shel Chanukah. Well, that's only true if you suggest it, if you light it at a time when you wouldn't ordinarily be lighting, meaning a little bit before nightfall. Again, to explain this shita of the Vilna Gaon and others. So, for example, just a few other examples of the importance of being niker. Why is that so important? Why is it so important that the candle has to be a chaloshim candle that's for Chanukah? Because the roeh, what the onlooker sees, is part of the mitzvah. Pirsumi Nisa is part of the mitzvah. For example, the Gemara in Shabbos Chof Beis and Beis says in 50, Toshma, a guy was just standing with a Chanukah candle, just stands there. That's nothing. Why? Because Haroa Omer Litzarchu Dinakidle. Because people would walk around at night holding a candle sometimes without electricity. That's how we had to be able to see. So, guys, just holding a candle, it's not noticeable. Okay, that it's for, the, as Rashi says, 51, Shabbos Chof Beis Beis Litzarchu, Lishtamish, to his own use, Leka Hecker Nisa, no Hecker. The Rama also says, right, Paragdal Achates, you hold the candle in your hand, Loas Aklum, Haroa Omer Litzarchu Omer. Shacharach, same thing. Some tough reish ayin hay. Sif aleph. Okay, you have to light the candles where it's going to be seen and so on. Otherwise, we're always worried about the roeh, the tzarcho madlik. We're worried about the roeh, what the onlooker will see. So I ask you a question: what do we care so much about what the person, someone else, as long as I'm doing what's right? I know I'm doing the mitzvah properly. So what? I'm worried about what some guy outside is going to see. Yes, that's an important thing by Ner Chanukah. So, for example, just come quickly some other examples: Chav Gimel Aleph and Shabbos. Okay, it says there, Amar Rav Huna, Chotzer Sheyesh Lo Shnei Psochim. You have a house that has two doorways to the public, or two windows at a time to the public. Let's say you live in a corner. I live in a corner. So you have the side, and you have the, or some people have the house, and the front door faces one street, the back door faces another street. So the Gemara says, we're afraid that people will see that if it'll go bad one, and this guy didn't light candles. So they didn't realize he lit in the other window. And the guy in the front window, they'll see that, and if that's not lit, they'll think it didn't light in the back. What are we so concerned? The Rambam paskins this way, Perek Dal Halacha Yud. Okay? So people won't say, what are we so worried about the onlooker? Shulchan Aruch also. What do you mean? Well, I know I did what was right. What are we so worried about? The answer is there's this basic concern when it comes to Neres Chanukah, more than anything else, we're worried about people seeing it. The whole part of the major part of the mitzvah is the heker, the guy that's for Pirsumei Nisa. In fact, that's the sheet of Tosas. I'm not going to go into it now, but we all know Chaf Aleph Beis Gemara has the mitzvah Nereshu Beisa, the basic mitzvah, Mahadrin, Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. So what's the Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin? So that's the Machokas Beshama Omrim in 58. Yom Rishon Madlik Shmona Mikan Valach Pochis Volach and Basil Omer Yom Rishon Madlik Achas Mikan Valach Mosi Volach. Okay, we pass like Basil, you go up. Okay, well, how many people, when you go to the Mahadran, how many people light? Is that like Mahadran where everybody in the house lights? Well, no. Once you're doing the Mahadran Minim Mahadran, one person light. That's a Machlokes Tosas in the Rambam. Okay, and interesting enough, the Ashkenazim follow the Rambam and Mitzvahim follow Tosas, the Taz points out. Okay, the look first at the Rambam says in Paragdal Achalav, Kama Neiros Umadlik. So he says the basic mitzvah, then a Mahadrin, and Mahadrin Mila Mahadrin is everybody in the house lights. Okay, we're reading it simply now. And therefore, in Halacha Bay, he says if you have 10 people in the house, first night they're 10 candles, second night 20, eighth night 80. Tosis in 5th, 6th, he didn't say that. Tosis Chafal and Bay says, Nira Lari, the Beisham Vesilo Kame Ela Neirishu Beiso. There's only one person lighting. You know why? Otherwise, he said, there's no hecker. Because the onlooker won't know. How he'll see 6 candles. So it's tonight, the third night, and there's just the 2 people in the house, and he'll see 6 candles. Or it's the second night, and then 3, you know, he won't know what's going on. So again, who cares? The answer is we care. That's the point. We care. And, you know, again, I do want to mention, Tosfot said earlier that you don't have to worry about that today you're lighting indoors. But again, Yaakov Emden, I forgot to mention before, but said that we still want to light at the proper time. We're still concerned about this hecker, especially since we light out, you know, by the window anyway. We are concerned about the hecker. So Shulchan Aruch has that machlokas. Finally, one other point about the roe that we're concerned. But you hear my point. All these gemaras I just said, all these halachas, this quote, prove the significance of the roe. That's why the hecker is such an important piece of Ner Chanukah. Okay, we had 3 gemaras. We had the idea of, you know, of the... a person holding it, that doesn't count because the roa will think that he's, the onlooker will think that he's using it for his own. We have the house that has 2 windows. We have to be concerned what the roa will think. And we have this thing, according to Tosas, that by the Mahadim and the Mahadim, we have to worry that the onlooker will know exactly which part of Chanukah it is. All right, the Ashkenazim don't do that. That's the Machokas, Mechab and Ramon, and Topar Yishal of Sivbeis in 62, whether everybody lights according to the Mahadim and the Mahadim, only one. It's a Machokas, the, or a difference of opinion between the Sfaradim and Ashkenazim to this day. One other point that emphasizes the significance of the roa, and that's the Gemara Chav Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara has a very unique thing. When you light Chanukah, it's a make a bracha. Okay, Shkoyach. Ladlik Ner Shachanukah, Shosanisim. But if you hear me, Omer, Haroa Ner Shachanukah, it's from the bar. Okay, Rashi explains, a roa in Chav Gimel and Aleph 64, haroa over Bashuk, haroa Be'echrat Tzed Zolik, and some say, that's only if you're not going to light later home. Not our topic. No, we spoke about that in the past. But according to the Gemara, Rashi explains it, the name is Rebbeim, that if you're not going to light yourself, you see Chanukah candles, you make a bracha. Isn't that odd? You just see them, you make a bracha. What is the bracha? The bracha is Shas and he's fine. So Tosus, yes, it's not a Tosus in the Chanukah Sukkah, but a Tosus in Sukkah. Mem Vav and Aleph, 65. Diva Masa Roa Ner Shal Chanukah. Tosus points out, B'shar Mitzvah is going to Alula V'sukkah Lo Takil L'Varach L'Roa. You ever hear somebody say, oh, you see somebody else shake the load, you should make a bracha. You walk by, you see somebody else's sukkah, you should make a bracha. No such thing. He's wondering, why is Chanukah different? So he gives one teretz, Mishum Chavivus Hanes. We're so in love with this mitzvah, the beloved mitzvah. Okay. And an answer. Okay. And then he says, Mishum Shiesh Kama B'nei Adam Shein Lahem Batim. And then there are some people who are homeless. People sleep on a park bench, whatever. They're traveling someplace. I have a home for that night or whatever. And they can't do the mitzvah. But Tosa doesn't like that answer so much because what about mezuzah? Mezuzah is also in the home. So if that's the case, so you should make a bracha when you see a mezuzah also. But then that's what Tosa says. But once again, there is such a concept as a roa, and we pass like that la'alocha. It's not so common today, but we pass like that la'alocha. The Rambam per Gimel la'alocha Dalav Michus Chanukah 66 writes that a roa makes chol a roa v'lo birch. You're not doing it yourself. Then you say bracha, 2 brachas. Shos anisim and shechem the first night, and then shos anisim. The same thing in the Shulchan Aruch Tov Reish Ayin Vav Siv Gimel. Okay. Misha, Misha, quickly, 67, Misha lo hidlik, veino osud ladlik boso, he's not lighting, and he's not going to light at all that night, and ain madlik no beso, beso, his family, no one's home, whatever, they're traveling, they're on a boat, whatever they are, okay, so, kisharoa, nerchanik, baruch, shosanisim, you say this bracha. So once again, you see the significance of the roa. So that explains, now, to come back to our point, that explains the idea of maybe lighting the Chanukah candles at a time when it wouldn't yet normally light your own candles, not dark yet, but it's getting dark, so it's still halos of a candle, but it's not quite dark yet, so it's a heker that it's for Neres Chanukah. That's how the Rav put it together in 2 different shurim to explain this shita. You know, either it's based on this Masechah Sofrim, that you have to create it like the fire in the Midbar came when the cloud was still out beforehand, so it's a rest, we do the same thing, we light the Chanukah candles before nightfall, or maybe this other idea of that's when that's when the hecker is most pronounced. So those are the 2 explanations Rob gave to justify that shita. Otherwise, a funny din. Otherwise, you have a strange circumstance. You're lighting Chanukah candles, especially the first night, tomorrow night, when it's not even Chanukah yet. But now we'll ask the same question at the end. Now we'll ask the following. What about the bracha? I understand all of this very nice. Nice draws, nice explanation. Creating a cheftah shel ner Chanukah. But you know, we're going to make a bracha. Okay, you want to follow the Rambam or the Vilna Gaon or that shita, and you're going to light at sunset. You're going to say Baruch Atah Hashem Kasher Kedushan V'Sasa Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Really? And it's not even Chanukah yet. So it could be, the Rav said, that those are the two different neschos. Okay, is it Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah or Lahadlik Ner Chanukah? If you say Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, then okay, you know, it's not Chanukah yet. Okay, it's not Chanukah yet, but it's a, you're creating a Ner Chanukah. It's going to be burning when Chanukah starts. Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, then you have more of a problem because it's not yet Chanukah. But we find such an interesting parallel with regard to the Neros of Shabbos, even though the Shabbos comes with a different purpose. The Gemara in Shabbos Chof Hayabit Beis, okay, 68, the Gemara says, it's obligatory, may not be a mitzvah. We're not our issue right now what the details of that is. Okay, the idea is to have, as Rashi explains, it's really to make the Suda of Shabbos more palatable, more enjoyable. You know, people don't want to eat in the dark. You can't see what you're eating. People enjoy more eating the light. So the idea is to oneg Shabbos, to have light when you eat. Okay, the Tosa says, okay, yesh sherotzim de'ein lomar de'ein levarach hadlokas ner. Some say, you know, there's no bracha on lakas neres on Shabbos. This for sure is talking about Shabbos. There's no bracha on lakas neres on Shabbos. Okay? Because not really the mitzvah. You can't say asher kinshon and so is on. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. And he says, no, you can say it. Okay? It's okay to say it. It's part of owning Shabbos. The Mordechai quotes, nonetheless, the Mordechai there in Shabbos, again, talking about Shabbos, Remez Reitz Tadid Aleph 71, quotes Rabbeinu Meshulam. Rabbeinu Meshulam, lo hel bevarach had lakas aner. I don't know what his wife did, but he himself didn't make a bracha on a lokas ner Shabbos. Didn't do it. Thought it was not right to make a bracha on a lokas ner Shabbos. Why not? So he says, because of Gemara Menachos, which we'll see. Gemara says, kol mitzvah she'ein asiyosa gemar melacha, mitzvosa ein mebrachan alo. Because we have a rule. You know when you make a bracha on a mitzvah? When you do the last stage, the last step of the mitzvah. For example, there's no bracha when you write the tefillin. Okay? Because there's a requirement to follow, namely putting on the tefillin. A bracha always goes on the last stage. Okay, when you have several stages. No bracha baking matzahs. Okay, you don't make a bracha when you bake the matzahs because, you're going to eat them. The mitzvah later on is to eat the matzah. And whenever there's a later stage, a later mitzvah, we make the bracha at the end. So Reina Meshulam says, well, when it comes to Shabbos candles, Reina Meshulam says, when is the mitzvah? When you eat by the light of the Shabbos candles at the Suda. The Shabbos Suda, second line of 71. Near Shabbos, ain't Gemara Siyosa, but Shas Achila. Okay? And the Reed disagrees. Okay? The Reed disagrees. Because once you light the Shabbos, because truly not eating, but the fact that there are candles, there are other uses, set the table, other things can be done. Okay? Now, the Rambam Paskins, of course, we do make a bracha on Shabbos candles, Perakei Halacha Aleph, okay? And like any other Drabbanon. And the Shulchan Aruch also, okay? And some Reish Tam Gil Hill Shabbos. Men, women, everybody has to light candles and so on. And Sifhei, because she had like you make the bracha. But it's not an interesting time that Rabbeinu Meshulam had. Actually, this is a discussion of the Gemara in Sukkah 74. Okay, the Gemara in Sukkah says, on Daf Mem Vav Amad Aleph, the Gemara in Sukkah says, Ha'osif Lulav La'atzman, when you make your lulav, you make your sukkah. You put your lulav together. You put that das in there, rubbers in the kashuk. You know, put the lulav together. Or you build your sukkah. So the Gemara says, you say shechiyano. You say shechiyano. Then when you wave the lulav, you say alatiz lulav. Okay? The same thing. When you make the sukkah, you say shechiyano. All right? That's what it says in the Bavli. All right? That's the 74. Tosas there in sukkah, mem vavanav. I saw the Rashi, right? We're talking about Ergon, to find. Tosas in sukkah, mem vavanav, quoting Rishalmi. Okay? And they say, the Yerushalmi says in Brachas, I printed in 78, Brachas, Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel, the Yerushalmi says, when you make the Sukkah, not only say Shechiyano, but look at 78. Sukkah, Perek, Brachas, rather, Yerushalmi, Brachas, Perek, Dad, Halacha Gimel. Ha'os is Sukkah, La'atzma, Omer, Baruch, Asher, Kedishan, Son of La'atzma, Sukkah. That's a letter we're talking, not only Shechiyano, but La'atzma, Sukkah. Then later on, when you say in the Sukkah, you say, on Sukkah, Le'isha, Ba'sukkah. That's the Yerushalmi. Okay, that Tosas. Quote Tosas in Sukkah, Mem Vavanal quotes it in 76. Okay, we don't paskin like that. Why don't we paskin like that? So we paskin like the Gemara Menachos, Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, 77. The Tanya Ha'osa Sukkah Atzma Brochat Omer Brochat Shemokin Machum Shechiyano. Okay, but when you sit and you say, you sit in it. Ilaso Sukkah Lomavar. We don't make Lasso Sukkah. So we paskin like the Bavli that you don't make a brocha Lasso Sukkah. Why not? Okay. And by the way, it's in the Tosefta, the Pei Moshe, not Yerushalmi Brachos Perak Tes Halacha Gimel 79. Sends you the Tosefta in Brachos Perak Vav Halacha Yedal 80. Aos the comments of talking about Aos the Sukkah has such a tag. So there was such a practice. Okay, but we don't paskin that way. Why? Because of the other Gemara Menachos on Membeis and Beis in 81. Because we have the rule that you only make a bracha kol mitzvah da'asiyosa Gemara Mitzvasa. Okay, then you make the bracha. When that's it, Mila. Do the bracha. That's it. It's done. And that's what we paskin like. Okay, tefillin, for example, you don't make a bracha when you write the tefillin, make the tefillin, because as Rashi says there in 82, tefillin asiyosan lo zuhi gemar mitzvosam ad shikashreim. The mitzvah's not over until you put the tefillin on. The Rambam Hilchos Brachos Perek Gidala V'Alocha Ches writes, a kol mitzvah she'asiyosan gemar chiyuva, then b'varach b'shas sisiyah. The kol mitzvah she'esh achar asiyosan tzivoy acher, if later on there's more to come, there's still another tzivoy, there's still another mitzvah to do, then you don't make a bracha. Ela b'shoa she'oseh ha'tzivoy ha'acharon. Kate said, he mentioned sukkah, look, you make a shofar, you clean out the horn. You don't make a bracha, they don't make, that's how we paskin. Now, keeping that in mind, so what's the idea? So let's bring this now over to our discussion. So the Rav said like this, so 1 second, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, we asked the question, how can you say the bracha l'hadik Ner Shel Chanukah? It's not Chanukah yet, and so on. So we said, you're creating a cheftz of Ner Chanukah. It's okay to say a bracha. You know why? Because there's no further action to take. No, the implication is that we would paskin like that Yerushalmi in Sukkah that said you make a bracha when you build a sukkah, if not for the fact that there's a later stage, like the Rama said there in Perek Yerav HaKachest, there's a tzivoy acher. When you light the Chanukah candles, there is no tzivoy acher. Willy nilly, the time comes, and what do you call it? It comes on its own. The time comes on its own, and you've already lit the candles. No further stage, nothing further for you to do. So therefore, it's perfectly okay to make a bracha at an earlier time when there is nothing to do. It would have been perfectly okay to make a bracha when you build the sukkah, if not for the fact that it's a later activity, namely sitting in the sukkah. You hear? So that's why there's no problem whatsoever with making that bracha at an earlier time, because you're creating the cheftz of Ner Chanukah, and there is no further activity. I thought yet Chanukah, okay, so it doesn't matter. It's creating a Ner Chanukah. Again, maybe the nusach Ner Chanukah works a little better than Ner Shel Chanukah, but even Ner Shel Chanukah, okay, because it doesn't contradict this rule that we passing like in the Gemara Menachos, Mem Beis, Mem Beis. And with this, you could say the same thing about next Friday afternoon, Erev Shabbos. What do you do at Erev Shabbos? You have to light earlier. Okay, so the Kolbon, Siman Mem Dalad, basically says, we have to start earlier. He says in general, by the way, even on a regular day, not even Shabbos, if it's after Plaga Mincha, if you're stuck, you can light earlier, that's okay. And when it comes to, and the Shulchan Aruch says, it's in Tov Reish Ayin Beis Siv Aleph 85, V'yesh Misha Omer Shimu Torod Yochol Lahakbin Plaga Mincha B'dievet, Plaga Mincha, as long as you, someone said before, as long as you leave more oil in, it'll burn a half hour, okay? And Plaga Mincha means, says the Mishabur, it's got Gimel an hour and a quarter before Tzeis HaKochavim. The show is Zmanio, it's fine. Okay. But the question is, but not, generally speaking, not earlier than Shkia, because then it doesn't qualify as a Nair. It says the Meiri there in Shabbos, Chafal Meis, it says almost before, 87, Achashek Asav, Mikol Mokum, Kodesh, Kodem Shkia Sachama Lo, Chariu Kishraga Batiara. Right? There won't be Cheftz of Ner Chanukah, it's not a Nair. But he said, and there's no personas, but Mikol Mokum, Shabbos, Shei Efshul Ahadik, no choice. Then you have to do it earlier. That Truma Sadesh also right. From Kuf Beis, we're stuck. With Shabbos, we have to do it earlier because there's no Breira, right? There's no other way to get around it. And that's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch. In Tov Reish Ayin Tes Sif Aleph in 89. Be'erev Shabbos, Madlikin Ner Chanukah Tchila B'Chak. And Shabbos, the Ramos says, Mevorach Alem Kum B'Chol. Afo Pish Madlikin Mori Yom Gadol. Even though it's still daylight out, you have to. It's before Shkia, okay? It's still broad daylight. Okay, well, the next Friday afternoon, you light the Shabbos candles. But it's okay. The question is, why can you make the bracha? Maybe we should say that on Friday night of Shabbos, of Chanukah, you should make the bracha. Maybe we should say, okay, you have to light Chanukah, but you can't make the bracha. So the Chassam Sofer is an interesting point in one of his tshuvas, the Chelek Vav and the Likutim, Siman Zion. He said, well, 1 second. He says, he quotes in the Marshal, he says that on Erev Shabbos, right, when the Chachamim Mesakin 8 days of Chanukah, they knew full well there's going to be one Shabbos, at least one Shabbos, right? So when they were Misake in the midst of Hadlokas near Chanukah, they knew very well that there is going to be a Shabbos in the mix, okay? And they so therefore, apparently they built that into the original Takana that on Friday, you can light early and still make a bracha. We don't make such a chilek. Okay, you can see, you know, you can still make a bracha. And that was built in because it's Vitzivanu. That was their commandment. That day, you have to light early. Okay, it's interesting, clever answer from some sofer. They knew it right away. It was part of the original takana. But according to what we said from the Rav, maybe you don't have to come to that. You could say it's always okay to make a bracha earlier when you do. Again, it's creating a ner Chanukah that you have to come to. Why is it a chalos shem ner? Because you have no choice. But there's no problem with the bracha because, again, the mitzvah is to create this heft of ner Chanukah. And once you're doing that, and there's no further stage, there's no further activity to do, so then it's okay to light the... to light it even with a bracha. The last couple of sort of printed, the Bir Halacha L'Maisa, what do people do? You know, in terms of, forget about Shabbos now, Friday night, but Friday afternoon, you have to light for Shkia. What about during the weeks? Again, there are different opinions. Okay, he says in the Bir Halacha in Simtof Reish Ayin Beis, Sif Aleph 91, he writes, Ophizia Tzorak Lahadlik Techev Achar Tzeser Kham, do it right away after Tzeser Kham, and then what do you do with Myriv and so on? And he says that the L'Chatchila, he seems to say, in the third line, L'Chatchila, Yishlina Ken Shemoshe V'Agro, and others, that even though the Torah said to wait till nightfall, you could do it a little bit before. So, and especially if you hold like the Rambam and Shkias, I think what a lot of people do with what he says is to light, you know, kind of in between, because then you get most of the shitas. In other words, light it, you know, after sunset in that twilight time, maybe, you know, halfway between, let's say, sunset when the stars come out, and light it then, but put enough oil that it burns a half hour after the stars come out. Then you get practically all the pinyon. The Ramosha Feinstein, and Igros Moshe or Chaim Chelik Dalat Sim Kuf Aleph and Ozvav 92. He writes Zman Ner Adlokas Ner Chanukah Sheyoser Adif, the best time, and he's Daiti Asora Minutin Achar Tchilas Shkia, 10 minutes after Shkia. Okay, and he says that way you get a lot of. But he says put in enough that'll burn a half hour after Tzeisa Chov, not just the thin candles that burn up only in half an hour. Because then you want, but if you light at that earlier time, so that's what some posts can feel at the optimal time. A lot of times it's not practical if people aren't home and so on. And we mentioned already, and we'll finish with this. You know, the Tosas raised the set. The Tosas already mentioned back in one of the early songs. I won't look for it now, but Tosas said many people assume that they don't have to worry about it anyway, right? Tosas source 3 on Shabbos Chof Aleph Beis. Anu Ainla Hakar Lab Nabias, we're doing it with the Nabias anyway, so you don't have to be as worried about it. However, the Aruch HaShulchan did say that in 28, he said to some tough race I'm based in Dalad, the Gamha Idna Kishmadik, I'm sorry, he says, Afa Gabda Idna Adlaku Babias, we call Lokum Kamasha Efshalas, Kitikur Chachamim, oh, sin, if you didn't do it at the time of the Chachamim, he said to do it, we should still try and do it then, especially since we're right by the window, we do care about the passersby. In any event, there are different traditions, people should follow their own. Now you understand a little bit of an overview of the different times at the earliest time you can light the Chanukah. I wish everybody a good Avachar, a Freilich and Chanukah. Mr. Hashem, next month's Shabbos talks something else about Chanukah. A good Avachar, a good Chanukah.